curtains as they to love for 5 years, you will remove the curtains and wash the curtains, clean the windows, clean the even, hey, the last spoon in that house will be cleaned. The back of the TV will be cleaned. Every place, every nook and crack. Wagwan, what's up? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. How you feeling? Hi, Rue. Are you Gucci? Are you high? Because I'm feeling amazing, actually. Welcome to another amazing episode. This is episode 132, and I am your host, Awino Awiti. And by the way, today's episode, we're gonna start with a quote from one of my mentors, Viola Davis. By the way, I feel like, yeah, so there's an episode, the previous episode with Fanaka, he asked me my dream guests to host on the pod, and I feel like Viola should be on that list. She really motivates me. She's one of my mentors. So there's a quote. Let me read for you the quote. It says, "It's silly of me to not know that I'm the love of my life. And I say this because I do believe that we are thrust in a world that we don't fit in. And I believe the journey is that a lot of people sell you a bill of goods along the way. That if you got some awards, mean something. You go to a certain school, then you got it. You are cute, classical beauty, you got the right man, and you swim through all that filthy swill, and you come to a really, really stark conclusion that I want to leave this earth becoming who I know deep within, who I am supposed to be." That is Viola for you. That is Viola for you. So I was actually watching this motivation. It was a speech. She was giving a certain speech to, I think it was at a graduation or a university, something, a university event. So what stuck with me in the entire, in her entire speech is, "I am the love of my life." That how, I realized how long it can take us as human beings. How long actually it has taken me to become the love of my life. By the way, have you ever had someone say, especially us girls, even me, I've ever said it. I say it a couple of times. I won't lie. Saying that, you can say something like, okay, I've said something like, "If I ever get a boyfriend, I will do this for him. I will do this for him. If I get a husband one day, if I get a husband one day, if I have my own family one day, I'll be doing this for him. I'll be doing this for them. I'll buy this. If even guys say it, hey, nikipata dem siku moja, hey, neza spoil dem wangu. Nitakonamfanyia kila kitu. But then, How about we turn the tables and you start doing those things to yourself? Those things that you're planning to doing to your, those things that you're planning to do to your imaginary boyfriend, your imaginary husband, your imaginary family, your imaginary girlfriend. Why don't you start doing them for yourself? Why don't you start with you? That's what hit me. That at times, often at times, we try to give people so much love. We try to show people so much love. But then in the process, we forget about ourselves. We forget about you. We forget about you, like who's pouring into you. We try to do so much for other people. We try to please people so much. That's why unpopular opinion coming right up. I don't actually subscribe to Black Tax. Yeah, kill me. But the whole idea of Black Tax is something that doesn't and will never sit right with me. Because Black Tax is just you trying to be the love of other people's life. You trying to save other people. But then who's saving you? Who's saving you? And another unpopular opinion, Black Tax is just a way for bring just creating more generational passing down poverty from one generation to the next, passing all those generational struggles. Yeah, Black Tax is just another way of passing generational struggles all again and again, just passing struggles from one generation to the next. The whole idea of Black Tax is to stagnate people. I said what I said. You can it because it's more about you, what you have. It's about you giving away what you have. You trying to make people be comfortable in their lives with what you're earning. But then, are you comfortable? Who's taking care of you? So this episode is a reminder, a big reminder for us to be the love of our lives, man. It starts with you, man. Show yourself that love you want to be shown by other people. Oh, start with yourself, man. And if I feel like the moment you start being the love of your life, showing yourself that love that you so much yearn for, the bar is gonna be so high. the bar is gonna be so high. People are gonna struggle. People are gonna struggle to meet you where you at. People will be like, "Hey, high maintainers, that body." They're gonna check themselves before they approach you, because there's a way umejieka. By the way, there's a way your life radiates. There's a way your face just radiates when you're totally in love with yourself. You're just different. Someone can just detect it. It shows. You're just different. When you're so obsessed with yourself, you love yourself, you handle yourself with care. It's just different. It shows. So take yourself on a healing journey. Start loving yourself. Start bringing back that love that you so much want to give other people, that you so much want to share with other people, share with the world. Give it to yourself first. Love yourself like you'd love your dream partner, like you'd love your future kids, I guess, your future family. Love yourself like that, with patience. Be kind to yourself. Forgive yourself. That's where it starts from, being the love of your life. Because something I've learned about love, true love is not, I was actually even seeing something like this on TikTok. True love is not when you want to know someone truly loves you. It's not when they bring you flowers and they buy you flowers. It's not when they take you on dates, when they buy you gifts. That's not when you know it's true love. True love is when someone knows things that you're ashamed of about you, and still they choose to love you for who you are. Because sometimes it gets ugly. Everyone has skeletons in their closet. Ain't gonna lie. We all got that. We all have skeletons in our... skeletons in our closet. We all have something you've never told someone. That's why I do What's Your Spoken Story. You need to tell them. You need to tell me something dark, just something that you're scared that if someone you love knew about it, they'll actually judge you. They'll not say, you're not sure if they'll stay. So like true love, and actually I agree, true love is deep. Actually, on a gift, actually, all these love language, I don't know, ati gifting is my love language, ati watu wanasemanga siji gifting is my love language, siji words of affirmation, ati touch, siji what public, what is it, public display of love, PDA and physical touch, do that. That's the love language. To me, I feel like true love is when someone sees you down. Someone knows something you are ashamed of. Someone knows you, like something deep about you, something scary about you. But still, they don't judge you. They choose to forgive, and like they choose you to see you as you are. They don't choose to see you from maybe a mistake you did. So that's true love for me. And it starts with forgiving yourself. So of course we have made past mistakes of a lot. All of us have made past mistakes. And the first step of being you being the love of your life, forgiving yourself. Be kind enough to yourself to forgive yourself. Because there are times even when I was always beating myself up about something I did, maybe kitambo, I just used to beat myself up. But nowadays, no one can hold my past against me. Like, oh, you ain't got nothing on me. As long as I looked myself in the mirror. I was listening to Rihanna's song today. I was vibing to it. She said, look in the mirror and keep on shining. Yeah. Just look in the mirror and forgive yourself. Make choices that protect your peace and growth. Don't settle for less. When it comes to work, another step being the love of your life. Is your work your safe space, your safe place? Is your work somewhere you thrive? Because 80% of our lives we spend in our workplace, not even in our homes. 80% of our lives revolves around our work, what we do, our career, our profession. 80% of our lives revolve around that. So is your work something that pours into you, something that you love, something that you're proud of, something you love doing? Don't settle for less. Man, don't settle for less. One thing I've learned, if you don't settle for less, if you just walk away from something, but you will get some, like, you'll find a way. There's always something better, actually. That's what I was trying to say. There's always something better out there. So if you're not comfortable with what you're doing, man, look, go out there and look. There's always something better. So don't settle for less. And being the love of your life doesn't mean selfishness. It's not selfishness. It's not arrogance, because some people, some people are always, they always don't like people who are so obsessed with themselves. They say that you're arrogant. I'm not. Wana jionang. That's a very good compliment. We should reverse that. When someone tells you, when people say tiwe wana jionang, in fact you're in the right direction. Endelea hivyo hivyo. Usistop. Endelea hivyo hivyo. When people said, na uwa anajionanga, kana ringanga, kana jipendanga. That's a compliment to me. That's a if you tell me something like, in fact, I will take it with positivity. That's a compliment. Because that means you love yourself, and it shows. And it intimidates other people, by the way. When you love yourself so much, it intimidates other people, because it will filter people in who are going to come into your life. Because, people will they'll self-scrutinize themselves before approaching you, or even before they talk to you anyhow. Because, So it doesn't mean rejecting friendships or relationships. It means you're already whole. You know who you are. You know what you want. You love yourself. You're not constantly seeking external validation. You're not scared to be alone. You're not prioritizing other people's happiness at the expense of your own. So it means you're thriving out there, man. That's the best way to thrive. To live a happy life is to be the love of your life. Ooh, I love that. To be, what was it? To live a happy life, you need to be the love of your life. Ha! Someone put that on a billboard. I should write that down. That's my quote. By the way, I have a lot of unspoken quotes over here that I should really be writing. So, yeah. Start becoming the love of your life. Speak to yourself with the same kindness you give others. By the way, there's a story I saw. There's an idea that I came, that I think can relate to this topic. There's a story I saw somewhere, but that it reminded me of my childhood. You remember when we used to be young, when you used to leave home when you were kids, and then maybe on that day you had visitors coming to visit you, right? when you had visitors at home. In fact, in our growing up, in our childhood, hey, that day we would clean the house, thorough cleaning. In fact, it still happens till today. That day the house will be thorough cleaned. Even the windows you've never washed in your house, you will wash windows that day. You will even, the curtains has there to love for 5 years, you will remove the curtains and wash the curtains, clean the windows, clean the, even, hey, the last spoon in that house will be cleaned. The back of the TV will be cleaned. Every nook and crack, it will be clean in that house, because we're having visitors. We want to please these visitors. We want these visitors to be as comfortable as possible. That day, the food that will be cooked in that house, aroma after aroma, the best food, the best of the best. In fact, that day, your mom will remove zile vyombo za wageni. So unajua, every African home has vyombo za wageni. Visitors only. Utensils, they'll be removed that day because visitors are coming. Na mpya, na immediately visitors wametoka hivi, vyombo za wageni zinaoshwa, zinarudishwa kwa kabati. Great, African homes are the funniest homes. So, as an adult, I was thinking about what used to happen in our childhood, and I was like, what the hell was that? Sasa siku, wenye nyumba, you guys can't even use nice things in your own house. Visitors from outside will come and use the nice things in your house. Like, that shit is crazy, man. That shit is the most crazy thing I've ever seen. Like, other people, you're praising, like, it was our parents were prioritizing other people's comfort. They were prioritizing other people's happiness. But what about their happiness? I feel like if there's a generation that needs to heal, there's a lot of trauma in that generation, is our parents. Which generation is that? Are they millennials though? From millennials uko chini ikienda. Before millennials, that other generation is, what's the name? Gen what? Gen X? Something like that. That generation needs to heal a lot of trauma. Because what was that? Like, visitors are the most important. Not even your children. Not even you. You the parent. Ata kitambo, another thing, another generational trauma that needs to be stopped. But I think that has stopped. Ile ya kitambo yenye people used to wear nice clothes during Christmas days only. That was also another crazy shit. What the hell? At least nowadays, people don't even, that thing of buying new clothes for Christmas, at least I don't see it much. Nowadays, kama mtu akona luku yake safi anapiga ikwe Christmas, ikwe January. At least that has changed. But it starts from there, those little things. Be the love of your life. Start showing yourself kindness today. Start speaking to yourself, showing yourself the same kindness you give to others. Start from that. Start there. Start healing those things. Now there's me in my house that sinanga is of vyombompia na ikati ugenya kikuja. It starts from there. Being the love of your life starts with those small things, the small rituals, those small generational things that were passed on to us. It's you now. We are the adults. I still can't believe that we are the adults of now. Hi, God. Will we survive? How did our parents used to do it? Now I was even thinking, like, hey, there's a home. Our parents, we used to live 5 people. An African home has 5 children. 3 of them are in high school. 2 are in university. And then there's a last one who is starting maybe kindergarten. And the parents will pay the school fees. And the parents will never lack food in that house. There's no day you'll be thrown out by the landlord. Like, how did our parents do these things? Y'all, I also feel like, okay, let's give that generation their flowers. Let me give them. That's now something they did well. I feel like Gen Z now, the new Gen Z parents, hey, I can't wait to see how they're going to run homes. I'm waiting. This generation of ours, I don't know. So yeah, that's crazy. It starts from us. Build rituals that make you feel cherished. Small things that make you feel, life is for the living. life makes sense. have you guys seen this? There's this sound that was trending on TikTok that said, "The economy is doing wonderfully." That's how I relate to it. The economy, like, do small things for yourself. Pesa tu kidogo, acha pesa kidogo isumbu. Acha ukipata tu pesa kidogo, do a small thing for yourself. Yani unaishi na sema, the economy is doing wonderful. The economy is doing well. Umejifanya tu kitu kadogo. You just made yourself happy. That's where it starts from. Being the love of your life. When you love yourself deeply, you naturally set high standards. Your energy attracts healthier and richer relationships and opportunities. It attracts, there's a level, umejeka kwa standard. It sets standards. Yeah. So, yeah, that was just a reminder, like, we forget, sometimes you get swallowed with this thing called life. And then we actually forget ourselves. We forget to take care of ourselves. Kwanza mimi napendangai, ikuwati tunasemanga. This thing you tell yourself when you're about to make a bad decision financially, you tell yourself, kwani pesa natafutia nani, sina jitafuti hai. That's when you know you're about to chafua, you're about kuharibu, and I love it. Kwani pesa natafutia nani at the end of the day, sini yako utadedi hapa. You don't know utadedi alafu hapo ati, okay, I'm not saying at least I don't save, guys, don't misunderstand me. I'm just saying, as at the end of the day, we are working for ourselves. So don't, you're working, you're going to work, and then other people are enjoying the fruits of your labor. As much as you're going to show up for other people, of course, I won't say that it's bad to show up for other people. Hey, always show up for people. Always, it's very important, because those same people, they're going to show up for you. But before you show up for other people, show up for yourself first. Be the love of your life. Okay, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Remember, you can check out our audiovisual episodes dropping every Friday on YouTube and Spoken Podcast K, and subscribe, guys. I'm aligning guests. I have a nice guest lineup for you guys, so you're all ready. Subscribe, support this channel. Follow our social media accounts on Instagram and Spoken Podcast KE. Awino Awiti on all social media platforms. And also, if you want to be part of What's Your Spoken Story, the series, I need those stories. Please, there's a link on this episode, on the description box on this episode. Click that link. Be sure to click that link. Fill the link. And then fill the Google form. And then I'm going to get back to you. Okay? Go out there and be the love of your life. I'm going to see you on the next episode. Adios! Unspoken.